PC leader Chess Crosby says he was dumbfounded to learn yesterday that the government had scrapped the all-party COVID-19 health committee. It was Crosby who first proposed the idea for the committee, which met almost every day in the early weeks and months of the pandemic. Now, yesterday, Health Minister John Hagee said attendance and interest in the committee has been slowly dwindling as COVID numbers in the province have declined, leading to the decision to dissolve. Crosby, speaking with reporters outside the House of Assembly, said he was a regular attendee at the meetings and would have appreciated the courtesy of a heads up.
It was my suggestion to Premier Ball, as the pandemic was really starting in earnest, that the public could benefit from an all-party committee. And Mr. Ball, to his credit, agreed to do that. I also suggested that it would benefit from membership from the NDP, and he did that too. So we had frequent meetings in the beginning. These started to taper off toward late spring and early summer as the emergent nature of the pandemic started to subside, and we gradually moved to a system of having three a week instead of every day. Initially, Dr. Fitzgerald was there for one, two, possibly three occasions, but other than that, the Premier himself chaired those meetings. And he made himself available to me, for example, personally. He gave me his cell phone number, and I often received texts from him. If we weren't having a meeting that day, he'd tell me the number of new cases or that there were no new cases by text. Now, I offered that same kind of communications platform to Mr. Fiore through his director of communications, Fred. And that was several weeks ago at his by-election, but they haven't taken me up on that. So, look, if this is news to me that a decision has been taken to terminate the COVID pandemic committee, because they never told us that, what did happen was, in my first meeting with Fiore, I told him, here's what you can do to improve how this thing works. It's been valuable. It's helped the people of the province. It's helped keep us to keep COVID at bay. So I told him what he could do, how he could formalize it, how he should share it, all of that stuff. Never got a reply. Still haven't had a reply. Now I'm hearing from Minister Hagee that actually, guess what? The COVID committee is no longer working. So that's a hell of a way to have to hear about it. I believe that it was useful, and in particular in the beginning, and I can remember one time in late April, there was an issue. We were hearing lots of complaints about people coming in through airports and there being very loose processing and loose control of who was coming in, nobody being checked out, nobody's personal information being taken, just coming and going at will. And Premier Ball said to me, go out and have a look at the airport. First of all, I didn't quite think that was my role as leader of the opposition to be an airport inspector. But when he said it a second time, I thought, this is too important. I'm going to have to go out and have a look for myself, because I was hearing persistent reports of loosey-goosey control there. And it turned out to be true. And so after I brought that back to the pandemic committee, controls were implemented and cadets were put in place to enforce these controls. And after that, things got a lot better at the airport points of entry. So that's just one example of how that worked for the benefit of the people. Now it's at an end, so I hear today being announced publicly without the courtesy of first advising me.